USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Forget the snow, it's the rain that is the next big concern for people in California as another atmospheric river is moving across the Golden State. Meteorologist John Weatherby in Sacramento says this system is much warmer than the snowpack storms of the past 2 weeks.
For the next several days, a warm front will slide through and push that snow level higher and higher and create more flooding or more snow melt at lower elevations. That's where that flooding concern becomes so important for us.
To the south, they found at least a dozen people dead in their snowbound homes in the San Bernardino Mountains. Volunteers going door to door fear they will find more victims. One Republican budget expert says President Biden's budget plan is just an incoherent collection of wishes that don't add up. Massachusetts Senator Democrat Elizabeth Warren is already unloading on the GOP budget.
If you go through with the Republican plan, it throws the country into a recession, and it will cost us about 2.5 million jobs.
President Biden will officially unveil his plan this afternoon in Philadelphia. It's not just Mexicans or people from Central and South America who are trying to get into the USA via the southern border.
In FY22, CBP encountered 36,271 illegal aliens from Russia, which is startling.
Texas Congressman Pat Fallon, the website Border Report, says many Russians are well-to-do and wait for asylum appointments at rented apartments or Airbnbs in Mexico. Norfolk Southern Chief Executive Officer Alan Shaw says his company will do right by the people around East Palestine, Ohio, and says he's deeply sorry for the freight train derailment. As Shaw was appearing before a Senate committee today, word came of another Norfolk Southern derailment. None of the cars that came off the tracks in eastern Alabama have leaked. This is USA News.
Non-attorney spokesperson and sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
A lot of smart TVs for sale include streaming devices like Amazon's Fire Stick and Roku. Well, now Roku's turning the tables and will begin selling its own brand of TVs. They'll include the Roku voice remote control, Bluetooth private listening, but the Roku TVs will be sold only at Best Buy stores and through Best Buy's website. The cost of ingredients is down, but our grocery bills are still pretty high. Food makers say it's because of rising labor and transportation costs, but industry critics say the pandemic gave food makers cover to raise prices above and beyond just recovering those costs. One track shows that between January of last year to January of this year, groceries increased by more than 11%. And one of the big culprits of the last few months has been the price of eggs. That's led a lot of people to buy chicks. They buy them from farm supply stores like the one that Amy Scudder runs near Colorado Springs.
A lot of area farmers out here have been, you know, starting to sell eggs and help out a little bit. That kind of got me an idea of maybe hatching a little bit more this year and seeing how well it goes.
Scudder says they expect to hatch about 100 chicks this weekend.
I'm hoping I'll be able to sell them all and help people out. You know, I've been seeing how to help build coops and all kinds of things, so they're asking all kinds of questions right now.
Scudder says people are turning to social media to see if people have any chicks for sale. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.